An unlikely thing happened this weekend in Myanmar. People came out of their houses and took to the streets in huge numbers. They were protesting the military takeover there, which happened 1 week ago today. The democratically elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, remains in detention and has not been seen in public since the coup. Michael Sullivan is following the story from neighboring Thailand.
The protests started slowly, but by this weekend, tens of thousands of people were in the streets nationwide, demanding the release of Aung San Suu Kyi and a return to democratic rule. In Myanmar's largest city and commercial hub, Yangon, drivers honked in support of protesters, chanting, "We want justice and down with dictatorship." They also turned out in the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Bagan, a tourism-dependent destination where the local economy is cratered due to a lack of business caused by the COVID pandemic. And also in the north, in Myanmar's second biggest city, Mandalay, where hundreds protested on the backs of motorcycles on Sunday while onlookers cheered them on. There's been no break either. Today, the demonstrators were out again in force in Yangon, near the iconic Sule Pagoda downtown. The tone almost everywhere is defiant, but at times it also seems almost festive. Yes, protesters raise their arms in the three-fingered salute of defiance from the Hunger Games movies, a tactic borrowed from protesters in neighboring Thailand after its 2014 coup. But protesters have also been releasing balloons and presenting riot police with flowers and bottled water, even as they chanted for their military masters to step down.
They're very scared for Aung San Suu Kyi and the other political prisoners. They're scared for their futures. But at the same time, yeah, I think it's a joyful defiance.
Amin Tant is a journalist in Yangon who's spoken to many protesters. That defiance depends in part on age.
I think the youth are, I think as youth everywhere kind of are, a bit more convinced of their own immortality than the adults are. They seemed a bit more scared. They were more emotional when I asked about what do you think will happen if this doesn't succeed? Whereas pretty much uniformly, the answer from young people was, of course we'll succeed.
But the older people's fears are based on experience, a fact not lost on one at a Yangon rally on Sunday. He wishes to remain anonymous out of fear of retribution by authorities.
I'm worried because we had experience before in 1988, 2007, 2008. Whatever we have a demonstration, they shoot to the crowd. They arrested everybody. They torture. So we worry about this new generation also at the same time.
A full week after its coup, Myanmar's new military government has said nothing about the protests. Few expect that or the military's restraint on the ground to last. Amin Tan.
I think people here, or at least me, anticipate that there will be more of an escalation as opposed to a sudden crackdown. But at the same time, you never know with the Myanmar army.
For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
NPR's Ashley Westerman contributed to Michael's report.